I want to do Walking with Wise Men. I'm sorry about, I have a cold. I don't know if any of you have picked up I had a cold, but usually Vacation Bible School, something happens to me. And I was kind of happy that I'd gotten through most of the week and kept my voice pretty good. But then I think it was like Thursday night, I swallowed. And did anybody ever take a swallow and you realize I'm getting sick? And I swallowed Thursday night and go, I'm getting sick or whatever. But by the time Friday came around, I was already sick. So why not get on the super slide and go anyway? I was already sick. So I had a lot of fun with that. But kind of fighting a cold right now. I think I can make it through. But if not, we'll just cancel and I'll leave, okay? But I think we'll do it. But Walking with Wise Men, I read something a while ago, again, that I thought about this. But you know how they do studies show. Studies show that a man who surrounds himself with people that have good biblical principles like he does, these men tend to do better in their marriage and avoid divorce than those who don't. And I thought that makes sense to me because, again, as I went with walking with wise men, the Bible kind of tells us that he that walketh with wise men shall be what? Wise. I don't know what's out there for men. What I watch on TV doesn't tend towards things that are unchristian. Does that make sense to you? Okay. If I put something on the TV and I don't like the morality of it, I don't like the flavor of it, I turn it, okay, and we'll watch things or whatever. I know somebody said to me one time, have you ever watched that, the Big Bang Theory or whatever? I said, I've never watched it. It's a bunch of sissies. I'm a man, okay? Now, you can tell those guys I call them a bunch of sissies, but they're a bunch of sissies, and I don't like men being portrayed like that, and so I don't watch it. So they said, well, it's kind of funny. Well, okay, whatever. I don't watch it. All right, there are certain things that if you say, Pastor, you watch it. No, because it portrays men badly. I just stay away from that. I want to walk with wise men. I want to walk with men that are godly men. I want to be around men that, now I'm going to use these words. It's cool to be married and have a family and love them and spend time with them. That's what's cool. That's neat. Okay, that's where a man wants to be. And if somebody thinks, well, you know, there's better things in life than being a family man and being around children, well, that's not me. I'm not with you on that, okay? If out there in the world men do other things or whatever, I'd rather be around my kids, be around my grandkids. That's what I choose to be. I don't know what the Lord is going to say when I walk through heaven's door. I do know that certain individuals in the Bible, it was said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't know if those are the exact words that will be given to everybody, or maybe it'll change to fit the situation. But again, I wouldn't mind if when I walk through heaven's door, God says something like, you know, well done, Rick. You're a good husband. You're a good dad. You're a good granddad. And if God gives me breath, maybe I'll make it to what? Great granddad. I don't know. But you are good. That's what I want. Okay? There's other things in life, you know, whether I'm good at them or not, it doesn't really matter. Those things really don't matter, okay, if I'm really good at those things. And so, I just think in order to be a good father, it's cool to be a good father, that your kids love you, okay? It's okay that your kids kiss you and you hug them. It's good. That's the way it ought to be. And I hope children don't ever get too old that they're afraid to show affection to their parents or whatever. Don't get there, okay? Don't get there. It's good to be a family man. So again, what wise men? The other part of the verse, though, is bad, but a companion of fools, what happens? You know what? You're around a fool. You need to separate. All right? Now, I know there's a difference between associating with somebody. You have to be around them for work purposes, or maybe in a family situation you have a relative that would not be known as a godly person, and you got to be around those people. But again, I'm looking at the word walk. He that walks with wise men. I mean, this is a relationship that's deeper than just I have to rub shoulders with you from time to time, okay? This is much deeper. We walk together. And I want to be around people that, that help me be a good husband, that want me to be a good dad and a grandfather. That's the kind of people I want to be around, okay? Men that want to walk godly. So, the sermon is simple today. It's really easy. It's just that what are we looking for? If we say, well, I want to walk with a wise man. So what is a wise man? What's a wise man do that when I find one, that's who I want to be with, okay? That's who I want to be with. And again, that's what we're going to do. So I do this. This is a huge one, folks. this is huge, okay? I didn't realize how big it was, and I had to kind of slim it down and all that. But I'm basically, if you take your Bibles, go to the book of Proverbs, please. Open up the book of Proverbs. Again, you'll notice that most of the verses today do not have a book assigned to them because they're all from Proverbs. I think only one reference that's going to go up that's not in Proverbs. Everything's in Proverbs today. I just limited myself to that. But a wise man is a person who listens to God, listens to the Bible, and obeys. It's listen and obey. And I'm even going to go beyond this. It's not just a person that listens to God and listens to the Bible. It's a person who listens to authority. It's a person who listens to authority. You know, that's what we're looking at. Okay? Now, I know sometimes when it comes to our government, we don't like all the rules and things that they're doing. Okay? And I know I bellyache about red lights. Okay? But, you know, I did talk to somebody about those red lights, and we spend a whole lot of time there. And the man said, you know what? Our goal with these red lights was not to get you through as fast as we can. It was so that this intersection would be safe. And as far as we know, from what we've done with the traffic lights at this intersection, nobody has died yet. We're accomplishing our purpose. We don't care that you have to sit there from time to time. We just don't want to kill you going through there. So now when I sit there, there's red lights that they put there on there from my house. I do tell people when I hit a red light, I spend time praying. I do tell people I get to do a lot of praying in a week's time from those red lights. But the goal of those red lights is safety, not that they wanted me to get through as fast as I can. Because if they change it and get me through as fast as I can, they're probably what would probably happen now? There might be accidents. So you got to listen and obey, not just to God and the Bible, but authorities. Again, we need to listen. And again, I just went through Bible verses. Again, you're going to see that we've got this. Bow down thine ear, hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto knowledge. Again, we need to find somebody, okay, that knows what wisdom is. And when they give us wisdom, we need to listen to it. And then when we've got those wise words, then we have those wise sayings, we apply our heart and we do them. Okay? We do them. It's one thing to know the rules. It's another thing to do them. And wise men learn the rules. They learn God's standards. They learn God's commandments. What do you want me to call them? Ordinances? I mean, there's so many things I could call them, but it's a person who learns what God has for them and then takes it and applies it to their life. Again, over in Proverbs chapter 1, a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. We need somebody that learns the Bible. Learn the Bible. I like when a group of men get around and they have a problem to solve or whatever, and maybe one of the first questions they have is, well, what would God have us do? Does the Bible teach anything about this situation that we're up against right now? And once we find out what the Bible has to say, we're going to learn it. Okay? I don't know about you. Do you try to spend every day, somewhere during the day, learning from the Word of God and reading it? I hope you do. Because a wise man will hear and increase learning. A lot of times when I come to my devotions, I just pray something like this. Lord, teach me something today I didn't know. Or remind me of something I'm about ready to forget. Anybody ever pray something like that? Okay? And maybe I'll come away from a devotion time and say, well, I didn't learn anything new, but I got reminded of some good things I already knew. But a lot of times I learn things. A wise man, increase learning. Okay? Attain the wise counsels. Again, moving through. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Okay? I tell you what, folks. You want to know a fool? A fool is somebody that you try to help with good instruction. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They have nothing to do with it. It's almost like they want to plug their fingers in their ears and say, what? I don't want to hear it. But you know what? A person who's wise, they'll hear instruction. They'll listen. I've always tried to watch people that know how to do something. I don't know how to do everything yet. Does anybody know that? I don't know how. But, you know, if I know somebody knows how to do it, I sometimes go to them and say, if you were to do this, how would you do it? And then I'd listen to what they say and go, okay, now I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do exactly what you just said because I want to hear instruction and be wise. How many of you, when you get something from the store that needs to be assembled, do you throw the instructions away? Hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not, okay? Bolt 1AC to 2-3B nut, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Hear instruction, be wise. More verses. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Reprove a wise man, and he will what? Love thee. Again, here's what a wise man is. A wise man is someone who did something wrong. Okay? I'm not talking sinful, but they did something and it was just wrong. You go up to them and say, can I show you something? And if they say what? No, I'll do it myself. You know what? You don't have a wise man there. A wise man is somebody that didn't work out and somebody comes out, hey, can I show you something? Can I show you a better way to do this? And the man says, yeah, let me learn from you. Can we do that? Again, you go to a scorner who has done something wrong and say, hey, can I show you a better way? And they get mad at you. Okay, mind your own business, right? And a wise man says, man, I'd like to see what you do. You do it. Again, moving on, the next verse, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. You want to find a wise man? Find a man that listens to people. That listens to people. Now, he listens with discernment, but he listens. He tries to learn more. So if somebody says, hey, I got a better way to do that, at least pay attention. Okay? At least listen. It may be. Okay? It may be. Again, moving on. Chapter 10. Again, a wise in heart will receive commandments. A prating fool shall fall. Okay? Again, do you like rules? Most of us don't. But you know what? A wise person will understand rules. They'll understand commandments. They'll understand instructions. And sometimes we have to live in a world that has commandments and instructions. We need to have it. And a wise person will receive them. Okay? I don't know. Are young people getting ready to go to camp tomorrow morning? I know when you get to camp, they usually sit you down and say, hey, we got a few rules around here. You know what a wise person will say? I'm going to listen to the rules. I'm going to obey them. A fool, what do they do? I don't need rules. I'll do what I want around here. I'll do what I want. And I tell people, Camp Calvary's been around long enough that they know what works and what doesn't work. They've got rules, and you keep them. A wise person, they'll listen to rules. They'll listen to commandments. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is what? Wise. You're saying, Pastor, you're beating the same bush to death right now. Beating the dog to death. Yeah. Because there's so much in the Bible about when you hear something, listen to it, and obey it. The Bible is just full of listening and obeying. I could just take the Matthew, the wise man, build his. Jesus said, he listens to my sayings and does them. I'll show you what he's like. He's like a wise man. Again, a person who listens to things. It keeps on going. We made the chapter there. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Okay? Yeah, you got some young people out there. When dad and mom talk, listen. Listen. We're a little smarter than you think we are at times, okay? Who was it? I know somebody's going to come up with it. I was too busy this week to look it up. But I remember there's somebody, was it a preacher or somebody, who said, you know, when I was young, my dad knew everything. He had the answer to everything. When I became a teenager, I didn't realize how dumb my dad had become. Okay? Then when I got into my 20s, I realized my dad got smart again. And I thought that was pretty good. Has anybody ever heard that or whatever? But when I was young, my dad knew everything. When I became a teenager, I didn't realize how dumb he got. And then when I became into my 20s, I realized he got smart again. You know, because we do go through phases where we don't want to listen to what people have to say. Listen to your mom. Listen to your dad. Okay? That's what wise children do. Listen. Okay? The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Anybody here like to be scolded? I don't. I don't like to be criticized, do you? But pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Somebody told me one time, all criticism usually has a seed of truth in it somewhere. It does, okay? Sometimes we try to dismiss it because it was given in such a rough manner, right? I didn't like the way they presented it. But go back to the criticism. Maybe it's got something there you really need to pay attention to. And again, we don't like to be scolded or told that we did something wrong, but listen to the seeds of truth are there and move on from there and be wiser for what you've done. Over chapter 17 there in Proverbs, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. I thought about that one for a while. Okay? I mean, you know, you take a fool and you beat them and beat them and beat them, they still haven't learned their lesson. A wise man, you talk to him, lesson learned. That's the difference there, is it not? Lesson learned. I'll tell you what, God's taken me out behind the woodshed a few times. You ever been taken out to the woodshed by God? I wish I'd just listen when he talks. I wish I'd just listen. But again, a wise man, a word to the wise is what? Sufficient. They'll learn from it. They'll do it. They'll do that. We're making our way through Proverbs 19. Hear counsel, receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Listen to what people have to say. Listen, okay? Pay attention to God's word. Pay attention to biblical instruction. Moving on. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. Again, same thing. Sometimes all you have to do is talk to somebody, and they get the point. They know what they've done or whatever. Okay. Again, I tell people, I think there's, and again, I'm not the wisest person in the world, but I think there's a lot of trouble that I have avoided in my life because I listened to some people when they talked to me and said, don't go that way. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to go that way. And it saved me from a whole lot of trouble. Is anybody with me on that? They saved me from a whole lot of trouble. I still remember that we went down one time when we were in Massachusetts. We were at Horse Neck Beach. If you're a local, it's Hoss Neck Beach, okay, Massachusetts. You leave the R out. We'd go down to Horse Neck Beach or whatever, and there were times that we went out there and the red flags were up, and the lifeguards were standing there, and they said, you cannot go in that right now. The riptides are so bad, you cannot go in right now. Okay. I really wanted to go swimming. You ride your bike down to the shore. You're hot by the time you get there. Boy, dipping into the water sure would be nice. And when you get down there, the red flags are up, and the guy said, you know what, we just can't let you go in. Okay, I really wanted to. Looking forward to it. But okay, I turned around and walked away. That night, we listened to the 11 o'clock news. The lifeguards were off duty at 5 o'clock. A couple people drowned that afternoon. Once the lifeguards left, they left the red flags up, but people decided now that they're gone, they can't keep us out, so they went swimming, and I think three of them died that night. You know what? Somebody said, well, why? Have you ever been rescued down at Horse Neck Beach? No, I was never rescued. You know why? When they told me not to go in, I didn't. I didn't. And again, then all of a sudden, a group went in, swept them out. They didn't know how to handle riptides. And the lifeguards were off duty. So again, I tell people, when the wise is instructed, they listen. It'll keep you from a whole lot of trouble. Will it not? You'll be wise. Again, moving on. So keepeth the law as a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men, shame is his father. Watch out who your friends are. Again, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Shall be wise. So, are you looking for a wise man? I'm going to move on to the next point, but here's the point. You need to get it. Watch somebody who listens to instructions and obeys it. They listen to God and obey it. You find somebody that doesn't like rules and break rules, watch out being around that person. It's not going to be good for you. Wise men keep rules. Let's go to the next one then. Might sound a little bit like the same, but it's not. A wise man is a person who gets away from evil. They depart from evil. Again, look at Proverbs 13:14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Okay? Again, I did a sermon years ago. Some of you know it. I've done a challenge with it, whatever. But one of my sayings is, where's your feet? I know some of you know this sermon. Where's your feet? Right now, look at your feet. Everybody look at your feet. Where are your feet? They're in church. Where do they belong right now? In church. You're doing really good. I mean, this is a physical thing. Where are your feet? Okay? Because I tell people, most of the time when we get in trouble, look at your feet. You were where you shouldn't be. Does that make sense? And so a wise man watches where his feet are. And if he realizes his feet are not in the right place, depart. Get out of there. Get out of there as fast as you can. Again, to depart from the snares of death. Again, notice, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Okay? Ah, it's not going to hurt me. I can handle it. No trouble is going to come to me. I'm strong enough. Hey, you're a fool raging. It's going to get you. But you know what? If you say, you know what? I need to get out of here. It's not safe where I am right now. A wise man fears and departs from evil. Watch where people go. A man who loves the Lord, who's wise, a person you want to hang around with, he watch where he takes his feet. What's the little song we sing? Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. It's so true. A wise man watches his feet and takes them to the right place. He takes them exactly to the right place. Again, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Okay? Folks, don't take your feet to hell. Don't take your feet. I was thinking about this and thinking, what could I say? Have you ever heard of a thing called a hellhole? Anybody ever heard of that? Oh, that place, that bar, that place, that's a hellhole. All right? Don't put your feet in it. Get them out. Okay? Get them where they need to be. To depart from hell beneath. Again, the wise in heart shall be prudent. The sweetness of lips increases. I just put this, the wise in heart shall be called prudent. You know what? People go around and go, oh, you're such a prude. You know what, young people, the next time somebody says, oh, you're such a prude, go, thank you. Thank you. That's really good that they're calling you a prude. Okay? Because you know what? You just stay away from bad things. It's okay to stay away from bad things. People want to make fun of you? Okay. You know, I tell people, take the bad things people want to think about you and turn them into a badge of honor. You ever done that? You're such a prude. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to be that. Okay? The wise in heart should be called. I want to teach you something here then that I like. The 2x4 principle. Okay? Everybody knows what a 2x4 is? Okay? I like the 2x4 principle. Okay? I want you to learn what the 2x4 principle is. Are you ready? It's a verse in the Bible. Now listen to it. It is 2nd. There's 1:2. Timothy 2. There's your second 2. 22. 2's 3 and 4. 2x4. Did everybody get that? 2 Timothy 2, 2, 2. You got 4 twos. That's why I call it the 2x4 principle. You know what the 2x4 principle is? Run. Run. Flee. Also, youthful lusts. You know what? If you're with a group of students somewhere, or a group of people somewhere, and all of a sudden they're starting to get to a bad place and do something bad, you just say, I'm going to exercise the 2x4 principle right now. What's that? I'm running. And get your feet to where they should be immediately. Get them where they need to be. By the way, I usually tell men this or whatever, tell dads this. When work's over, you know where your feet need to go? Home. Your feet need to go home. When work's done, go home. Okay? If you're finding your feet going somewhere else after work that they shouldn't be, 2x4 principle, run home. Okay? And again, I've done different things in the sermon. I think I had in there, you know, you fill in the blank. Nothing good ever happens after, and put an o'clock in there. When do bad things start happening? Okay? You know, don't you love it? Oh, last night you might hear the news, an NFL player was arrested outside a nightclub at 2 a.m. Nothing good ever happens after, what time you want to put in there? 7? 8? 10? Folks, you know, whatever time it is. If it gets to a certain hour, your feet need to be home. Does that make sense to you? Depart from evil. Nothing good ever happens after a certain time and in different places. Just go home. So the 2x4 principle is go home. Run to where you need to be best you can. Don't let yourself get into a bad place. Okay? If you find out you're in a bad place, get out of there. Number of people in the Bible, when they realized they were in a bad place, they should have run. Really, only one did. Who is that? Joseph. He ran. David didn't. The young man in Proverbs 7, he didn't. People should have run. See? Make sure you run to the right place. Let's go on, depart from evil. You listen to counsel, you listen to wise things, and you do it. Wise men love to learn. Wise men love to learn. Again, Proverbs 10:14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. I've not been able to do it, but I've kind of done it. I remember sitting in chapel one time and just hearing Dr. Bob Jones Jr. talk, okay? And I realized that from him talking that every year he took a different subject in his life and studied it. And the subjects were just varied. Because the year that I was listening to him to preach, the subject of his life for that year was stained glass. Stained glass. And in the year of that year, he was going to learn as much about stained glass as he could. Okay? And I thought, okay, whatever. I'm never going to study stained glass. Anybody want to with me on that or whatever? But somewhere, and if you knew Dr. Bob, he was pretty much artsy and everything. He was. Okay? But he studied stained glass. You know? And from time to time, I like, you know what? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how. You know, and I come up with a subject. I don't know how to do that. And you know what? I'm going to learn to do it. Okay? I'm going to learn to do it. I know from time to time my wife says, oh, honey, just hire somebody. Or, you know, your brother-in-law knows how to do that. I want to learn to do it myself. Okay? I want to put a shower in the basement this year. I want to do a tile shower. You know, I want to tile it. You know, make it look real good and tile it. Okay? If you see my brother-in-law at the house, because he's already done it, then you know I gave up and couldn't do it. But I want to learn to tile. I've really never tiled. Anybody here know how to tile something? Raise your hand, because when I get in trouble, I'm calling you. Okay? I'm going to try to do some tiling. Okay? One of the things I want to learn how to do. I've done things in the past where I don't know how to do something, and this is the year, or this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do it myself. Don't stop learning. By the way, don't stop learning the Bible. Just keep learning. Okay? We're not there to the point where we know it all yet. Just keep learning. Chapter 18, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. This is a person who always wants to know more. Always wants to know more. You know what I tell people is really neat about being a pastor? It's really neat. You know of a book of the Bible that you don't know much about, so you go study it, and then you got sermons from it. It works really good. Okay? Then I get, so a lot of times I have sermons that I do, or I have things that I've studied in the Bible because I don't know anything about this chapter, don't know anything about this book, or I need to learn more about it. I do a study, turns into it. But keep learning. Keep learning. Get books. Learn. Okay? Don't think you know it all. Be a person. By the way, whenever I go to the school, okay, and I maybe they should pay me for this, but no. I go to school. I always tell the young people, of all the things you need to learn how to do the most while you're in school, read. Learn to read and love it. Learn. Now, I got people looking at me like, don't say this, Pastor. I hate reading. Learn to read. Read a lot, okay? I love to read. And some of you know I love to read. I still got a stack of books beside my bed this high that you have given me and I'm still trying to get through, okay? I love reading. I love reading different things. I'm almost done with the history, okay? The Gallises gave me basically the history of Christianity, okay? It's boy, it's really good, okay? Church history. It's really dry. I mean, not exciting, you know, but it's really good, you know? And again, so there's good. And by the way, Jane, when you asked me what a dunker was, it was in the book, you know? So that's why I knew. And everybody know what a dunker is? I'll give you the book when I'm done. You can have it. Okay? Keep learning. A wise man learns. Again, more verses. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Okay? Keep learning. So I think a wise man is someone who keeps learning. He loves to learn. Okay? What we got there? Let's move on to another thing. Listen and obey. Depart from evil. Learn to love. Love to learn. Just keep learning. Keep reading. It's good for you. Here's this. A wise man is what? Disciplined. A wise man is disciplined. Got some verses for you on this one. You ready? Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Why would an ant have something that she could teach me? Notice. No guide, no overseer or ruler. Are you getting where we're going here? There is nobody over this ant with a whip getting her to work every day. Okay? By the way, I'm referring to her because the Bible says it's her. But every day, without somebody over top of her, goes to work. Does the job that needs to be done. You know, because it provides for her meat in the summer, gather her food in the harvest. Got to go to the next slide to get the rest of the verses. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands of sleep shows how thy poverty come, as one that travaileth, and thy one is an armed man. A wise man is disciplined. Learn to be disciplined. It's hard to be disciplined. It's not fun. It's not easy sometimes. But if you know something there that you're wanting to do, you need to get things done, just get some discipline. Okay? Just get discipline. It's hard. With discipline comes what I call hard work. Be a worker. Be a person who works. I tell people it kind of goes this way. In the church, I can relate this to the church, however you want to do it. You see a job that needs done, do it. Be a worker. I think that's why VBS goes so well around here. Just because people see a job that needs to be done and what? They get in there and do it. Be disciplined. Be a good worker here. Again, over in chapter 10, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Be disciplined. Work. Do what you need to do. Okay? Do those things that need to be done. Don't put things off. If you need to do them today, get them done. Okay. Now, I know all of us are procrastinators to a point. All of us aren't perfect on this, but I'm just saying, you know, a wise man. You see somebody that gets things done, a person who's a good worker, that's a wise man is what it is. Let me give you the next one. I got to keep moving here. Okay. A wise man. You can tell a wise man by their speech. I went down to the Wilds again this spring when I was down at the Wilds Christian Camp and Conference Center. I asked them a question because I heard it years ago there. And I said, hey, do you ever still ask young people what's the biggest problem young people have? And they go, yeah, we still do it, but we don't do it as much anymore because we know what the biggest problem young people have, and it's always the biggest problem. Nothing's taken its place yet. And the biggest problem that young people have is how they talk. Even Christian young people talk bad. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about every individual. I'm not putting generalities on every person or whatever. But whether you have a Christian, you have a school, you have a church youth group, a Christian school, whatever, when those kids get around each other, watch out, they'll talk bad. They'll talk bad, okay? They'll talk bad. I'm not so far removed. I've pulled over young people in our Christian school over here and said, hey, when you guys get together, does anybody cuss? Oh, yeah. I know they do. Because the Wild says it's the biggest problem young people have. Now, here's my question. Where'd they get it from? Maybe they got it from the parents. Maybe they got it from dad, right? Hey, dads. Good speech. Notice, in multitude of words, there one hath not sinned, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. At sometimes, just being silent is the best thing to do at this point in time. Just be silent. It's hard for all of us, is it not? There is, that speaketh like a piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Watch how you talk. Parents, watch how you talk. Fathers, watch how you talk. And fathers, get around people that talk right. If you're around people that use bad language all the time, and I know some of you are going to say, I don't know what you say. Well, where I work, it happens. I know that, okay? I've worked outside of Christian ministries some in my life, so I understand that, okay? I really do. But you know what? When you're around people that use bad language, it's not good for you. It is not good, okay? And what was it? What is it? Jason, what we're talking about, we're on the roof or whatever. When we worked up on the roofing, you're going to smash your finger from time to time. Okay? If you hang around people that smash their finger and they don't cuss, when you smash your finger, you won't cuss. Okay? Then you get around people, when they smash their fingers, they cuss. Then you smash your finger, and guess what? It almost comes out where it might. You know what? Watch who you hang around. Watch how people talk. Again, a wise man uses his mouth. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise man shall preserve them. We need to make sure that we're talking right. Go over to chapter 15. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge to write, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Watch how you talk. Okay? Watch what you say. Anybody ever been around somebody that you just met? You just met them. You don't know anything about this person. Then all of a sudden, they just cuss. What do you think in your mind right away? What do you think in your mind right away? You know what? We all judge people by their words. We do, okay? And so watch out how you talk, because people judge us by our words. They really do. Again, more on the one. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Again, watch how you talk. Wise men watch their words, okay? I'm only in the book of Proverbs. We could go elsewhere. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips, okay? Don't cuss. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Watch what you say about people. A wise man watches his tongue there. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. And he that shut his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. I'm trying to think what it was. What is? It's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought to be a fool than to open it and let everybody know you are. Is that how it goes or whatever? But even a wise man, I mean, a fool, when he holds his peace, he's counted as wise. Watch what you say. Keep your lips. Again, the last verse here, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. Again, I could go other places in the Bible to talk about how we speak. I'm just staying in the book of Proverbs because it's so big here. Again, watch speech. Men, ladies, don't use bad language. Don't use bad language, okay? What did somebody tell me one time? The reason why people cuss is because they have a limited vocabulary. Okay? Expand your vocabulary. And then it goes, I've told this story before. I've told it, just so you understand about expanded vocabulary. I remember Curtis playing center field. He was young, maybe he was 12 years old, 11. I'm not sure how old he was playing center field. And he ran way over to right field. And the last moment, he dove. And just before the ball hit the ground, he dove and caught it. And there was a guy down there, and he just looked at me and said, man, that was a hell of a catch. And I looked at him, I said, I thought it was pretty wonderful myself. I don't know what you were saying, but I thought it was a wonderful catch. And he looked at me like I was crazy. But he got the idea that what? Don't cuss around me. And my son doesn't make those kind of catches. Sorry if you think I'm offended, but that's what people do. They cuss because they don't use the right words. Am I right about that? Man, it was an amazing catch. It was a wonderful catch. Can you keep coming up with words or whatever? Man, it was fantastic. What was that thing you just said? By the way, when you attach hell to something, how can that be good? Really? Man, I tell people that was an amazing catch. Watch your language. And if you find out that you're starting to cuss, find better words. Christian words. Good words. Again, watch what you say then. I got one last thing, and I think I only got one last verse to go then, folks. Again, here's a wise man. He tells others the gospel. He talks to people about the gospel. Again, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And notice what it says. He that winneth souls is what? Wise. Did anybody notice something that every verse I gave you today had the word wise in it? Did anybody notice that? They all did. He that winneth souls is wise. Okay? Dads, if your children don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's goal number one in your life. Teach them the gospel until they know it. I've told you this, but when I held my children in my arms for about the first time, or I had the chance to hold them in my arms for the first time, I went through the Romans Road with my two children. They were only a day or two old. Maybe they were a day old. I gave them the Romans Road as I was there and told them, I hope you get sick of this story because I'm going to tell it to you for a long time. Okay? I didn't have the opportunity to lead either of my children to the Lord. I didn't. Okay? I believe my daughter's teacher at school at Center County Christian Academy led her to the Lord, Mrs. Bradford, the one with red hair, if you remember. I think she led Christy to the Lord, and then my daughter led my son to the Lord. So I didn't get to lead either to the Lord. But I tell people, one plants, one waters, and what happens? God gives the increase. And I wanted to make sure I sowed the seed. And I went through the Romans Road with my children. I let them know they were sinners from day one, and they needed Jesus as their Savior. And they can put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. A wise man is somebody who tells people about the Lord. It just came to mind when I heard about Mark Heintzelman. Okay? I don't know how many of you know Mark Heintzelman. I don't know what you know about him. He's the funeral director. Nice guy. Okay? But I do know this. If Mark would have died, he knows the Lord. I spent too much time with Mark Heintzelman not to know that. And one time he got in the car one time. And I don't know if my wife was in. I don't know. But he just got in there and he said, I love when you do funerals. And I go, why? He goes, nobody makes it any clearer than you do. And then I just looked at him while he mentioned it and said, so are you trusting the gospel that I'm preaching? He goes, absolutely. He knows the gospel, doesn't he? Told me he did. But again, you know, you have an opportunity to talk to somebody. Talk to him. And he says he's trusting in Jesus Christ. And he said, I like when you do funerals because you make it clear or whatever. I don't know how to preach flowery sermons in a funeral. I just want to tell people about Jesus. That's all I want to do. Win souls is wise. You know what, man? Get around people that lead people to the Lord. Get around people that know the gospel. Get around people that know how to tell somebody how they can be saved. They put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's the kind of people we need to be around. And after a while, you'll start doing it yourself. Telling people about Jesus. That's what we need to do. So again, wise men. If you're looking for a wise man, listen to somebody that keeps the rules. They listen and obey. Watch for somebody who departs from evil. They get away from it. They don't want to be near it. Watch somebody that likes to keep learning. They want to keep learning. The Bible, especially, God's Word. Somebody who's disciplined. Somebody who's disciplined. That's a wise person. Somebody who uses good speech. That's a wise person. And then somebody who likes to tell people about Jesus. That's what makes a wise person. This is what makes a good dad. Father, I pray that you might be with us. Lord, we need to be dads that obey the Bible. Lord, that don't go in the way of evil. We keep learning the Bible and we are disciplined. Lord, we're not afraid to work when the work is needed to be done. Lord, I pray you would help our tongues. Because that's one of the hardest things to do is keep our tongues. Even the book of James says that. And then, Lord, I pray that we'll take the gospel and not be afraid to share it with anybody. But, Lord, help us to share it with our children if they don't know Jesus Christ yet. And, Lord, just maybe we'll be able to lead them to the Lord. Maybe Mom will be able to do it. But, Lord, as we continue to plant seeds, somebody will lead them to the Lord. But help us to be part of that instruction for that. Dear Lord, I just pray that you'll just bless dads in a big way today. But then, Lord, just empower them to be men who know it's cool to be a Christian dad. In Jesus' name, amen.